From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. What did you find under the Christmas tree? Chances are that sometime you will receive a piece of electronics for a gift. Do you realise that the new generation of components contain some very expensive mineral-based materials? Most of us are aware of tantalum capacitors and rare earth magnets. A few years ago, it was worth salvaging old electronics to recover materials such as gold. These days, it appears that what doesn't find its way to landfill gets shipped to impoverished people overseas who recycle without the protection of Western safety regimes. Just recently, China placed trade restrictions on the export of rare earth metals to Japan, which is claimed to be the world's largest consumer. This sent shockwaves around the electronics and manufacturing industry, similar to the loss of epoxy to pot semiconductors following the Kobe earthquake 15 years ago. Australian mining industries are gearing up to produce rare earth metals from local resources. Perhaps the current enthusiasm for restoring boat anchor electronics from the valve era is very good training for working with the very rare unobtainium bits of the latest pocket-sized toys. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Q News. We've reported. You decide.